This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado legislature ended its session Monday. CPR's Benta Berkland reports this term will likely be remembered for a number of laws about guns.
Democrats passed a significant package of stricter gun laws, including a three-day waiting period to buy a firearm, the minimum age to purchase to 21, expanding extreme risk protection orders, making it easier to sue gun manufacturers, and banning ghost guns. That is a lot more bills they've ever done in a single session before.
CPR's Benta Berkland. Colorado voters will decide on a property tax proposal this November. Lawmakers approved the proposal for the ballot just before the end of the session. If voters say yes, property tax bills will be reduced, but so will Tabor refunds for a decade. An exhibit at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science is canceled after some items were damaged in transit. The exhibit on the work of primatologist Jane Goodall was set to open May 19th. The museum will show a film featuring Goodall's work starting June 2nd. It's a big day for a student at Overland High School in Aurora. Poet Hannah Cabetti is representing Colorado in Washington, D.C. in the Poetry Slam National Semifinals.
Let me make the songs for the people. Songs for the old and young. Songs to stir like a battle cry wherever they are sung.
Cabetti is a high school junior and a state champion poet. The Poetry Out Loud semifinals are this afternoon. The finals are tomorrow. This is CPR News.